I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
We won't have another round of House and Senate elections for another 2 years, and we won't have another presidential election for 4 years, which means that during one election campaign, unless you are a political professional or an obsessive, you've probably forgotten the granular detail of the last election. For example, when you read all those polls next time, which ones can plausibly claim to have gotten it right the last time? Well, mark Mark Blumenthal's words. He runs pollster.com, a website that does for political polling what MLB.com does for baseball statistics. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
Mark Blumenthal, let's start with the national popular vote. It was 52% for Obama, 46% for McCain. Which pre-election day poll or a couple of polls came the closest?
Well, let me answer it two ways. If the margin ends up being 6 points, there were two national surveys that had that exactly right, the one from the Pew Research Center. On one extreme, a highly regarded traditional polling method, and on the other extreme, the Rasmussen Report's automated survey.
It's a robo-poll.
That some call a robo-poll. But I have to say that there's a sort of element of lottery to this. There is random error in surveys, and there's a margin of error. And most of the national surveys got to within sampling error of the results. So most polls were pretty good this week.
What does it say if two of the very best polls getting it right at the end are, on the one hand, as you say, the Pew Research Center, a gold-plated poll that we hear about very often on this program, and on the other hand, the Rasmussen automated telephone surveys, which people might look very skeptically at. Are there questions to be raised here about methodology?
If you talk to some of my colleagues, they're going to grumble and say, you know, it's pretty easy to get it right at the end because you can look in the rearview mirror and sort of follow the leader. I think it says that we have been maybe a little too hard on the researchers who don't use a live interviewer. I think that the automated surveys have proved themselves to give us as good a picture of the horse race result at the end as those that use a live interviewer.
Are there polls that came out in the last week or so which the pollster would probably most like to see buried and never heard about again?
There may have been a couple. I think the one thing that has me feeling a little cynical is that if we were to turn the clock back to some of the polls we saw 7-10 days ago, we saw a lot more variation. And there was this impressive convergence over the last week. And I think that's something that when we look back at this, we need to keep in mind. It's not just the last poll. It's all those other surveys during the course of the campaign that we need to think about.
Among pollsters, there was a lot of discussion this year about what a likely voter was. Could you apply traditional measures of who should be included in the poll sample, or was there so much more enthusiasm among young voters or black voters that you should add more of them to the sample and figure people who in previous years might have been considered unlikely voters, likely voters?
If you look at just the net result, we clearly did not have a huge miss in terms of the number of young people and African Americans and others. And the results were basically on in terms of getting the national margin right. So I think they did reasonably well.
Is there any big takeaway lesson for pollsters from the 2008 election so far?
I'm sure there are many. If I had a takeaway lesson from the way we covered polling, which is a little different, I would say we may have spent a little bit too much time looking backwards at what polls got wrong 20 years ago and the Bradley effect, rather than looking at the evidence we had sitting right in front of us. Just in the last couple of weeks, there wasn't much evidence that interviewer race had anything to do with who people supported. There was no evidence of a hidden undecided vote when we actually looked at the undecided. And yet we spent a lot of time chasing theories and spin that didn't really work out.
So you say the Bradley effect can be consigned to the ash bin of history, right?
It certainly was not a factor yesterday. So it does look as if that is probably something we're not going to see much of again.
Mark Blumenthal of pollster.com, thank you very much.
Thank you.